that's one way to keep warm. The end of the saw will do it.
She's warmer than you was in your pants. You look ready.
What did your father use to shave? What were his shaving implements?
Well, the old shaving mug, they called it, with a bar of soap in it, and your straight razor. You used straight razor. Well, I think probably I brought the safety back from the Army.
Oh.
They had the safeties in the Army, and I brought that back. It's always a straight razor. In fact, I went through high school using a straight razor. I went to the Army on my sophomore year. But up until that time, it was a straight razor.
What did you use to put on the lather?
It was a shaving brush.
And with the straight razor, did you use a hone to sharpen it? Or?
And a hone and razor strop. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have one of those boards at school with a pivot in the middle and you get a boy on each end? And
well, you sawhorses, they call them, sawhorses. I don't believe we had one at school. We had one in the yard at home. Put it over a stump or anything you could in a sawhorse. I don't know why they call it sawhorse.
Did you have a stump with a bolt stuck in the middle and a plank on the stump so you could put a child on each end of the board?
No, we never had that. We see it in some of the schoolyards, but we didn't have it at home.
Was there any special name for that?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure I never heard of it.
And if you didn't have trees, I'm pretty sure you didn't have one of those long boards, not a swing, but a long board with rope on each end of it. You could get in the middle and bounce up and down.
Never saw one of those. We had the swings because Father planted some timbers first as soon as he settled there, and we had some few pretty good trees. We always had a swing. And that pond I mentioned, I believe, at lunch that my grandfather irrigated out of, we had a swing out over that where we could swim and dive in the pond. That's quite a lot of amusement to that and a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Yes.
I imagine that made the summer days rather short, didn't it?
We did a lot of time in that pond. We always had our chores to do, but my brother and I especially did a lot of time in that swimming hole.
Mm. Anyone ever get hurt there diving in?
No, sir. Never had anyone hurt. I guess probably I was the only one in the family that's ever hurt out there on the ranch. I had two or three close shakes. I had run over. I don't know, maybe that'll come in part of the rest of your information there, but we had a very bad outbreak of scabies in this country of the cattle. And my father's the only one that had a dipping bat, and we dipped there thousands of cattle. They brought them from all over the quarantined this county, and they brought them clear up as far as here down there. And I was supposedly, I was only a little past seven, in between the 7th and 8th year, and I was a tally man. Coming out of those dipping vats where the cattle went through, you've probably seen those. They went through and then they went into what they call the draining pans. And they held in, there's two pans, and my job was to, as soon as one pan was filled, I'd shift the gate so they'd go in the other one, and as soon as those would drain off and save as much of that dip as I could, I'd open the gate and tally them and keep track. Well, I got over in the main receiving pen one day when I shouldn't have been, where they're putting them in what they call a crowd pen. Crowd pen, and it goes into shooting and into bat. And got run over. They found me out there. I was unconscious for, well, I kind of came 2 hours or so after, and then I was unconscious the rest of the night.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I kind of remember an animal coming at me, and I guess got knocked down. They just found me there. I was out where I shouldn't have been. And then I got on a feed rake, a team run away with me, and I got fell in on the teeth.
Oh, boy.
Mother caught the team, and I don't know what had happened to me.
You're lucky to be here.
I was about the only one that had any bad mishaps out there.